from the Zip Cave in Huntington, West Virginia.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Welcome to the Geek Zip Podcast.
And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Comic books, superheroes, Marvel, DC, sci-fi, TV, music, wrestling, and so much more.
That's no moon.
Submit your questions and or comments to geekzippodcast@gmail.com.
Where are you?
Here.
Now.
We rescue a world from mysticism and tyranny, and usher in a future brighter than anything we can imagine.
Here's Ryan Zip and Chris Chin.
Things are back to normal in the Zip Cave after the WrestleMania week.
It was fucking a crazy week, bro.
Yeah, we did have an exciting week, though, to talk about.
It was exciting, but, God, it was crazy. The CCW show on Saturday, and then fucking WrestleMania, and then fucking Raw, and then...
I meant this week.
Fucking AEW, and yeah.
I had to go see my Death Clock.
Death Clock. How was that show?
Good? Awesome.
Looked pretty rocking.
Yeah.
Does the band look anything like their cartoons?
I don't think so.
Okay. So, is the band in the dark the whole time?
Basically,
okay.
Yeah. Except at the end, I think, when they introduced them.
Well, yeah, they should at least acknowledge that they're playing. Christian is freshly back from Columbus, went and saw Death Clock,
Dragon Force and Necro Goblicon.
Necro Goblicon looked pretty crazy. It looked like that guy from the Goosebumps movie.
They had a goblin on stage with him.
It was like a legit like makeup job.
His name's John Goblin. And he's like, Columbus.
I didn't know that part.
That's how their music sounded, too, dude. They do that kind of crazy singing, like, Gobba, gobba, goblin, goblins, we are goblins.
That's great.
My brother Jesse was like, I couldn't take that.
I would.
It wasn't that bad.
That's too much.
It's pretty rocking.
Too much.
Dragon Force was wild. They just played guitar like...
Well, they had big-ass dragons, too.
Yeah.
Like, there was a blue and a red one, right?
Yeah, except I think all their songs kind of sound the same.
I've never heard any of these bands except for Death Clock.
We're dragons forever. Death Clock was definitely the best part of the show, man. Shit.
Well, it should be, you know.
You know, I was supposed to see him there in at the Newport. This was at Kimba Live. I'd never been there before.
Was this pandemic? This was caused by the pandemic, correct?
No. It was because the guy was charged with murder in that
European
country.
Yeah.
Lamb of God.
That's
Lamb
right.
Of God
the
singer.
Lamb of God guy. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's crazy how much of a different show that would have been.
Yeah.
Lamb of God and Death Clock as opposed to those two
Dude.
Other bands.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That would have been a completely different. That would have been a shit show, probably. it's the Geek Zip Podcast. Ryan Zip, Christian back in the Zip Cave. Wes is doing his yard today.
I think people would have got hurt at that other show if Lamb of God would have performed. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying when I say, you know, you would have been in the shit.
Oh, the Dragon Force people have a Legend of Zelda song, and they were like, well, we can't do a Legend of Zelda song without giving you guys a throwable chicken to have some fun with. So there was a big chicken in the crowd that they were throwing around. Not a live chicken, some kind.
I mean, I would hope it wasn't a live chicken. What is that from the Zelda movie? Where he
Zelda games. Where
he
you
has
can,
to pick up the chicken and...
Well, yeah, there's times where you throw chickens or kill chickens, you know. Chickens.
Yeah, some of the newer games, yeah.
It's been all the way in the Super Nintendo one.
Yeah, but it wasn't in the original.
Pretty sure nobody really talks about the original anymore.
No, they don't. Probably not.
I don't even think the is the Master Sword in the original?
No. No, and I don't even think Hyrule is mentioned in the original. So, yeah. So glad that you guys are back with us. You know, thank you for listening to our WrestleMania show last week, talking about that and wrapping it up. We do have a few wrestling headlines, but we're going to do our best to try to get back over to the other stuff we've kind of had to skim over the last week or so. And as we were mentioning, it was a crazy week. We went to see AEW live in Charleston, Dynamite/Rampage.
Well, we had like tornadoes too. I didn't have power.
Well,
for
now
like
you're talking
days.
About life. Yeah, it's just been crazy all around.
Well, I was real confused because that was a story we forgot to cover. Was that the Silver Surfer has been cast?
No, again, these are all.
I know. I'm just saying we never had a chance to, and I wanted to mention that I didn't have power. So when I saw that news, I thought it was still April Fool's Day, and I thought they were joking that Ozark girl was the Silver Surfer.
No joke. I've seen her in something else. I feel like she was in the last Exorcism like part two or something.
Well, I know a lot of people like her. I'm not familiar with her work.
She's okay, and again, I'm so impressed with the way the Fantastic Four is looking. I'm willing to accept that for sure. But so, what have we been doing this week? I've been playing a golf game, a Masters game on Xbox. I love that Game Pass. It's so great. You can just get shit. Like, you just want to shoot around. And then also continuing to play 2K24, WWE 2K24, which is fun. What have I watched? We'll talk about it, but let's go ahead and get into it. X-Men 97, my God. I mean, the whole internet.
That was the big thing, dude. It's like
the whole greatest, internet is up in arms and saying
it's the greatest animated episode ever.
A lot of people are, I mean, and I got to say, it's close.
Dude, I haven't had an episode of television, period, make me feel that way in a long time.
It's been a while. Just so you know, and I want to go ahead and tell you, there are spoilers ahead for X-Men 97 Episode 5.
Yeah, that's funny. After I watched it, I messaged Zip. I was like, dude, you have to watch. I was like, well, you've got to watch this because we've got to talk about this.
Luckily, I had already watched it.
Yeah, you were like, sadly.
Yes.
I know.
Unfortunately, I already know what we're going to be talking about. So, the big shockers, not just to mention, the writing, the animation is so smooth.
It's so quotable.
Yeah, it's incredible. And they're really, like, giving you just enough nostalgia, but not too much to where you're like, it's just like the fucking show, you know? It's like
one complaint I did have was the pacing, kind of, again. It was just like, gosh, what? It seems like they're like, yeah, months have passed since that last episode.
They built it up. They were building it up. And you know, the fact that, and I can tell you, I have no idea what attacked them. I don't think it was ever revealed yet what attacked them. It was obviously some sort of sentinel, but nothing I've ever seen. And again, I haven't
Kaiju
seen everything.
Sentinel, dude.
Yeah, crazy shit. So here is the spoilers. Magneto is dead. Gambit is dead.
Dude, it's a huge attack on Genosha.
And that, a massive...
Maybe millions of mutants might be dead.
A massive attack on Genosha just as they were ready to join the UN and become an official... what do they call it? Country. There's a
protected
term for
by NATO or something? Maybe?
There's a term for it. Recognized or some shit like that. I don't know.
They're in.
But yeah, they're having this celebration. Magneto is going to take over as leader of Genosha.
We thought maybe there could be peace between
there could
the
be
humans
peace.
And
yeah,
humans,
the UN Council, having been saved by Magneto, you know, are now pretty much behind him and what he's trying to do.
We had the appearance of Cable.
Oh, God, that was great.
All the drama between Rogue and her history and the love triangle with Gambit and Magneto.
It was explained a little bit, not a lot, but it did at least give you...
Well, I meant she was telling
it gave you some background, right.
Her and Magneto had a relationship.
Exactly. It gave you background as to, you know, where that came from and what that's all about.
I never knew Magneto's electromagnetic powers protected him from Rogue's touch.
Yeah, that's how he's able to produce his shield.
I've never seen that protecting him from Rogue's. I guess he can turn it off. I don't know.
You know.
In the movie, she touched him and got his powers to use that machine.
But he wasn't protecting himself. So
sure,
it's like,
sure.
Again,
yeah,
you could
sure,
go a bunch
dude.
Of, well, you know, you can go a bunch of different ways on that. Again, you know, a couple of episodes that were kind of meh, but for the most part, an incredible series, and I'm totally hooked now. I can't wait to watch the rest of it. I'm still not caught up on fucking Invincible, and I didn't watch last week's episode either.
Well, I think that was it last week.
Was that the last one? Okay.
Number 8.
Then I don't have much to get caught up on. Movies. What did I buy? I bought Crocodile Dundee. Forgot how much I enjoyed watching that. I bought Metro, that Eddie Murphy movie with Michael Wincott. You remember that one?
Is that another like subway movie, like Money Train?
No.
Metro sounds like a subway station. The Metro.
It does. I think it's more meant to be like the Metro Police.
Metropolis.
Yeah, Metropolitan
Metropolis.
Police. So I bought that. What else did I buy? I bought Close Encounters of the Third Kind was on sale, which was pretty rocking. So yeah, I've been watching those movies. I did watch the Matrix movies again last week.
Jeez.
I don't know why. I can't remember why. I think it's because I bought the. Did you see my Matrix toy out here on the shelf? It's Neo and Smith going at each other, and I was like, I want to watch that movie. What'd you watch? Oh, and Dark Side of the Ring. I did watch the new episode of Dark Side, which
I haven't watched that. Chris Colt. Started it. I haven't finished it or anything.
Fucking weird character. I never heard of him. Yeah, I mean either. You know, again, kind of before our time.
I didn't watch much this week, I don't think. I watched
You did a lot. You were traveling a lot.
I didn't have power.
Yeah, you didn't have power, and then when you had power, you were traveling.
We did watch the first, you know, it sucked that Fallout came out at 9 p.m.
Fallout, yeah. Yeah, what the hell is that all about?
Well,
Amazon?
It was already a day early anyway, but still, well, I was like, oh, it's Wednesday, I'm going to watch it. And I was like, crap, it doesn't come out till 9 p.m. tonight? Dang it. I'm going to be a dynamite. And then I'm going to be on the road. And then I've only had a chance to watch one episode of
Fallout. I tell you guys, this glamorous lifestyle that me and Christian lead, it can be tiring and exhausting. Oh, shit, I'm sorry. Congratulations to Brooklyn Z. She scored her first goal in soccer today.
Goal, ole,
pele. Which was great. It was
Aussie,
good, good
Aussie,
shot.
Aussie. I don't know what you chant at the soccer game.
I think it's ole. I think you're right.
Were you yelling at the soccer game?
Oh, I was screaming.
Like you were yelling at AEW.
Do
your job, ref.
I have gotten into it before with her basketball refs before, but no, the soccer refs are pretty cool. And you're so far away, it doesn't matter. It is funny though, the coach, he can't yell very loud, so I was trying to help him, and I kept getting the elbows from Kush. You know,
dude, what are you doing?
And of course she's laughing her ass off.
It's not your job, dude.
Elena loves it when I yell. She loves the tone that my voice takes when I yell.
Sure, did we all love it?
I mean, I think everybody loves it. So, but it rarely happens anymore. So, she's excited when it does. But yeah, you know it best from concerts, sporting events. She knows it best from everything else.
It's like that screaming marmot thing, dude. We had fun yelling at AEW.
It was great. AEW was a good show. We'll talk about the content of the show,
it's
but it was
a famous show, dude,
for all the wrong reasons. You know,
you were there for it.
I was there for it. You can't say that, damn
That's
straight.
That's the best part, too, dude. I've seen people online afterwards. They're like, the crowd was chanting CM Punk. I was like, we were chanting
CM Punk. That's right. I'll fess up. I punked out, bitched out, did not wear my Hell Froze Over shirt as I said I was going to.
You should have represented, dude.
I should have.
Flipped everybody off with
it. But again, it's like I told you, I was afraid they wouldn't let me in. I was afraid they'd pull some kind of bolt because Tony's out of his mind. So it's like I'm afraid to be like, anybody with a CM Punk shirt, don't let him in this fucking building.
Sure. You gotta turn that shirt inside out.
Yeah. Oh, God, that was great. So anyway, we will get into that. We'll talk about our experience at AEW Dynamite and all that good stuff. First of all, I want to let you know that we always appreciate whether you follow us, watch us, like us, comment, whatever. Sorry about the comments on the video. I explained to Christian that was a new fucking YouTube thing. Sure. That they added that you actually have to tick it now to allow comments, which I think it should be the other way around, right?
Yeah, we want to allow comments.
Damn, why would I want to block people?
We
want to
hear your thoughts, your
what I'm saying is who the hell
desires. I mean, maybe not some of those. Keep them PG.
I was going to say you're going to open up the freak show.
It's going to be one of those Netflix documentaries about Geek Zip and how we got killed.
The Geek Zip murders. Oh, murders in the Zip Cave.
Speaking of murders.
Yeah, well.
We've got an RIP who had a big murder in his life.
He was the murderer.
Was he? I don't know. See, I was too young to watch and I've never really followed up, but I've heard it.
For those of you that may be over the age
of. The evidence is pretty overwhelmingly against him.
For those of you that may be over the age of 38, you will know the name O.J. Simpson. He is a. Was prior a very, very famous professional athlete.
For being good. He was good at it.
Oh, the juice. Juice is loose. And then, of course, in the mid-90s, he was accused of killing his wife and her lover. This led to a sensational trial You probably heard a lot.
Her name, Nicole Simpson?
Nicole Brown Simpson.
Okay. Yeah. And Ron Goldman.
Yep.
They were the victims.
They were the unfortunate victims of the crime.
Dude, this was like our Sharon Tate murder.
Well, this was of our generation. You know, when the whole Depp thing was going on, there was a lot of Johnny Depp, Amber Heard court case thing.
Well, I mean, that wasn't. I mean,
I'm talking about in terms of people getting into it,
it was like
the thing, right?
Gotcha, yeah.
And this was something where, you know, there was. So he's accused of the murder, and then he goes on the run. You may see memes and stuff of a white Bronco. That was OJ.
Dude, it was live television.
This was one of the first times that live TV had really been utilized to follow like a breaking story.
Had like an army of police cars.
Oh my God! I mean, I think at one point there was 35 police cars followed him. And there was a driver. They made fun of it in shows and movies. I remember.
I can't remember the driver's episode. Name of his buddy.
I can't remember him either. They made fun of it in Seinfeld. They made fun of it a lot. So.
Well, what was he supposed to do?
O.J. Simpson passed away at age 76.
From cancer.
He has died of cancer. Of course. Okay. So anyway, he is actually.
He wrote a book about the murder, too.
He was completely exonerated for the murders.
If I did it, wasn't that the name of the book?
He was found guilty, something like that. And yeah, then it became a running joke that he did it, but he got away with it. It
doesn't matter, dude.
No, it certainly isn't. There's movies made, biographies made. I think Fox did a miniseries about it. So you can go back and check that out. But from the sounds of it, it sounds like nobody was really happy that he was gone.
It's like they invented court TV after that.
It definitely changed the way that we look at news and sensationalism and all that stuff. I won't deny that a bit.
Mm. Good coffee.
All right. All our best to OJ, whether he's up top or down bottom, we don't know. Probably the latter. One person that we were sadly have to report passing was Eleanor Coppola. This is the wife of Francis Ford Coppola. She passed away at age 87. She directed the documentary Hearts of Darkness, which took a look at the behind-the-scenes stuff of Apocalypse Now, which is, of course, a famous Vietnam War film directed by Francis Ford.
How'd she die? Did OJ kill her, too?
I don't think so.
I hope not.
I believe it was natural causes, I think.
Good. I would hope it was a murder. Jeez.
So, or I don't think it would I don't recall.
I watched too many murder series. Everybody
it's a situation. I have seen Hearts of Darkness.
Did they put that in obituaries if somebody was murdered sometimes? I don't know.
I don't think so. I mean, that's supposed to, like...
He went away peacefully. No, he fought.
Yeah. He struggled with his effort to live.
Yes.
That Civil War movie's out, too. I need to watch that one.
I still got to see Kong first, dude.
Kong?
And Godzilla.
Oh, the new... Are you going to see them run?
I'd rather see that than the Civil War people run.
Good point. Anyway, as I was saying, I've seen that documentary. It's incredible. It's fascinating what they all went through. It was a 5-month Philippine shoot that more than doubled in length due to all kinds of stuff. Harvey Keitel was supposed to play the lead. Then he was replaced. Typhoons.
The one actor actually went crazy and started eating live animals.
Dude, that documentary was nuts. If you can find it, watch it. It's very good. But anyway... all our best to Eleanor and the Coppola family. I'm sure that's very difficult.
I wonder how old Francis is.
He's up there. Of course, Francis is working on his Megalopolis movie.
You think he goes by Francis?
Frank, they call him. Yeah. Frankie, maybe even. Al Pacino was talking about him one time, and I can't remember what it was. I'm pretty sure he called him Frank.
They call him Double F.
All right, let's get over to the news. And like I said, since we did pretty much all wrestling last week, we're going to do 2 or 3 wrestling stories, then we're going to get over to the other stuff. But we would be repressed if we did not discuss
Well, I had fun at AEW.
No, I had fun. But we have to talk about what happened.
Yeah. I mean, there wasn't as many people there as there have been in the past, I guess.
I mean, the upper deck was completely roped off, not sold.
And we sat up there before.
Yeah. Yeah, last time, actually, we sat up there. So, and, you know, again, I'm not going to knock the crowds or anything. I really don't hate AEW.
We know.
Despite everyone's fucking opinion. I just, you know, happen to think that it's just a different kind of wrestling.
Well, especially objectively now when it's not doing numbers and they need to do something about it.
I mean, yeah, then it sounds like I was saying it all along. No, I was totally on the AEW train and really wanted them to succeed, but something changed along the way. You know, you could say EVPs, you could say Punk, you could say Khan, you could throw all kinds of names and bullshit into this situation, but it really wouldn't explain it any better. So anyway, Christian and I went to AEW Dynamite. The opening match was, the Edge match.
Adam Copeland versus Joe came out and got attacked by Swerve.
Yeah, Joe came out and got attacked by Swerve instantly. So you got a hot open, which is, so I'm like, okay. Okay, I like it. But again, I know this fucking stupid footage is coming, and I know it's a big mistake, and so did everybody
else.
Apparently,
I heard they had a countdown on Dynamite to when they were going to show the footage.
Like on television?
Yeah, on the television.
That's interesting.
That's how much they were hyping it up, dude.
I had to run in to catch the video package. I had gone out to smoke a cigarette, and I should have thought about it because it was the top of the hour. But if you have not seen the footage, we have put a link to the footage online.
What we should have posted the footage as soon as they released it on YouTube.
But
we're better than that.
I'm always nervous to do that. Yeah,
we're better than that. We're better than AEW. We're not gonna try. I mean, like
we want it to die.
It's like you can get eyes on your product a good way and a bad way. You know, this was the wrong way.
So, you know, and we'll discuss the footage very briefly. You know, it's stupid. I mean, again, you haven't heard anything on the, if you follow wrestling, everybody's kind of saying the same thing, at least what I've seen.
Well, I think it only would have made sense.
Dave Meltzer said, he was like, yeah, it was dumb. They should have done that.
Oh, I think the only way it would have made sense to show it would be if it showed that Punk was like lying about his description.
Well, and then that again, like that was what I was waiting on. I was like, okay, Punk said he just put him in a choke. He pushed him and then put him in the fucking choke. It was, you know, a lot. So Punk initiated the physical confrontation, which I think he admitted to doing. So again, it was poor timing. It was poor taste. From what I'm hearing, everybody in the locker room thought it was stupid.
Yeah.
Tony Schiavone's face is now a fucking meme.
Punk said, you know, he's tired of working with all the children over there, and they proved that they are children by showing this video.
I mean, and the video does depict,
but I guess they're trying to use it as an angle in the FTR match.
Dumb, stupid. Why would you do that? Again, you don't need that. Right, because the Bucks and FTR is a great match by itself. You don't need to bring Punk into it. You're hurting your brand. It makes no sense. And again, I'm not going to start repeating everything that everyone has said online.
Another thing that they said was a misfire was the Ospreay going after Triple H and the Stephanie.
Again,
dig.
Poor taste. You know, not the time.
20-year-old insult.
Right. It's like, I haven't heard that one before. Triple H is probably sitting in his fucking office saying that I'm fucking the boss's daughter, even though he's not the boss anymore and he's been thrown out. And
he's like, we've been married for years and have
kids. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like, what the fuck, man? And Ospreay, I have not seen Ospreay wrestle yet. So I'm not sure what he's all about, but I do know, and I think it's gone around the trades, that WWE was reaching out trying to get Ospreay. And
well, that's why they were saying they thought that this was a response to a Triple H dig at Ospreay.
Which the dig that they're talking about is Triple H is talking at one of those pre-shows before Mania about people who are in free agency, which Will Ospreay was before he came to AEW. And Triple H, and I fucking agree with him. He was like, dude, we are not bringing you in here to work. you know, for fucking 2 days out of the month and then be at home shooting vignettes, getting paid. We're going to put you in the system and make you a superstar, and then you'll make your millions. I mean, that's the way it should be, in my opinion, because you have to learn. You have to learn how to work crowds. I mean, even Edge's match, you know, it was weak, man. There was no shots. They were off a lot. There was a couple of botches. There's no point in saying anything else about it because it's already been said all over the internet. But we do have the footage on our Facebook page. Watching it in the arena was crazy, because you actually got that audience reaction to seeing it for the first time. You know, and it went pretty much the way CM Punk said it went. With the exception, we can't hear what they're saying. There's no audio. So that's the big thing that all the AEW marks are saying now. Oh, well, there's no audio, so we got no background as to what this started the situation.
I haven't seen anybody saying that.
Well, you know, I probably watch a few more haters than you do, so I definitely saw it.
Well, watch, I mean, I went on the actual subreddit of the AEW people.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. But like I said, it's even causing people who are big fans of AEW. I bring up Dave Meltzer again. He hardly ever talks bad about AEW. And even he said, you know, it was dumb. It was poor timing. It didn't fit anything. It didn't do anything for anyone.
Poor timing.
Yeah.
Like there was going to be good time.
Well, I mean, he meant like in terms of the year. Did you watch SmackDown, Christian?
Some of it, yeah.
Did you see Tama Tonga come out?
Yeah.
He's joined the Bloodline in his WWE debut last Friday night.
He's Haku's kid, one of them?
Yes. And he took out Jimmy Uso after we thought he was going to take out Heyman. He actually ended up taking out Jimmy Uso. So who's in the Bloodline now?
I thought we knew he was going to take out Uso, and then he
went. Well, no, he kind of, like in this clip here, he kind of.
No, he went after Uso and then went after Heyman.
Okay, well, maybe. I don't think I watched the whole clip, I'll be honest. So I just watched this one from here. And like from here, he's talking to Heyman, and Heyman looks nervous. But then he kind of passes Heyman and talks to Jimmy.
Yeah, and then he goes to hug Jimmy, and then Jimmy gets attacked from behind.
He does hug Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's looks really good. We've heard great things about Tama Tonga. I have anyway.
But then later on, did you see later on when they were at the dressing room?
Mm-hmm.
And
I didn't see that clip.
Heyman was standing there, and Solo came up to him and said he was acting on the orders of the tribal chief. He also smashed Heyman's phone, so Heyman like couldn't call Roman.
Interesting.
Yeah, you think so he's like, is he,
so he's taken over? Is that
is
what
he?
You,
yeah. We don't. That's
hard to say.
Watch.
Hard
gotta
to say.
In.
We do have the clip of the SmackDown segment on our Facebook page. This was really crazy.
I missed Cody on SmackDown. Did you watch?
I watched Cody. I mean, it was just a rah-rah speech. Apparently, when R-Truth and The Miz were going after the tag titles, R-Truth was having a really horrible personal experience going on with his cousin, who had a heart attack or a stroke, apparently right before the match. Cousin, his name is Roscoe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just really crazy. Emotionally, to go into WrestleMania with that kind of shit. I mean, you know, my dad's been in and out of the hospital, and it's hard to concentrate, and it's just good that he won. But all superstars were coming out of the woodwork to wish Truth all their best. And a lot of people love Ron, and you know, have worked with him for years and years. So definitely wanted to give a shout out to Truth, and hopefully Roscoe is doing okay. There's the crash. So, yeah.
I was worried it was going to be little Jimmy.
So we kind of discussed last week. Little Jimmy. We kind of discussed last week the fact that we did not see Stone Cold Steve Austin
at
WrestleMania. That it was kind of strange, and
we figured there had to be a reason why.
There should have been, for sure.
Now we know. Apparently,
That reason was money.
That seems so stupid. WWE should have given him whatever he wanted.
Why the fuck? Yeah, exactly. It's like this guy who doesn't have to do anything. He's got the broken skull shit. He's got a bunch of investments that he works on, you know, and you're not going to fucking pay him to come to goddamn WrestleMania?
Too much. He's asking too much. Who does he think he is?
He's fucking Stone Cold, man.
Yeah, dude. That's what I was saying. You pay, it's pay
ridiculous.
The man.
Ridiculous.
Book it.
So anyway.
You know who would have booked it? Tony Khan.
Vince probably would have too.
If I was trying to dig on Triple H, I'd be like, what you doing with Vince? Like, you're not allowed to talk about that.
We don't talk about Vince around here. It's unfortunate, you know, because Austin has been a staple at WrestleMania for a few years now, and it's really great when he comes. He doesn't have to do a lot.
Plus the whole history with The Rock.
Yeah, that. I mean, Jesus Christ. Of all the WrestleManias you're going to snub his ass on, it's this one? The fuck's wrong with you guys? Anyway, I'm sure we'll get more information as it becomes available. Do you need to take that call?
No.
Okay.
Trying to kick me off insurance or something.
All right, that's the wrestling. That's the end of the wrestling news. We're going to get back into
it. I get to go to Raw. In 9 days.
That's right, fucker. And didn't invite me or
take
me.
That's crazy, dude. I'm seeing CCW, AEW, and WWE in the same month.
In the same month. That's crazy. I'll bet you the WWE show will be more fun.
I don't know. I'll probably be farther away. They won't be able to see shit.
Yeah, but they'll actually have big screen.
Can't see shit.
There was some funny shit. What? The guy behind us at AEW said, sweep the leg.
Said, kick his ass, Seabass.
But I laughed when he said, sweep the leg, Johnny.
I like those guys in those luchador masks in front of us.
You were fascinated by those guys. You kept saying, are they going to wear those the whole time?
Imagine that.
And you kept asking me like,
dude,
I would know. Like I know them.
Well, I was like, would
do you?
You
know him?
Would you wear the mask? So look over there, dude.
Like, no, I wouldn't wear the fucking
mask. Somebody had a sign that said, Diddy did it.
Yeah. I mean, our people for sure. I wish we had some magnets we could have thrown out. So, anyway. This was big news. The Avatar, The Last Airbender series on Netflix lost their showrunner, Albert Kim. Hmm. However, upon reading the story, it looks like it was just kind of a natural thing. And it wasn't like, you know, a disagreement, a vision, or anything like that. He just kind of wanted to go off and do something else.
Well, I mean, it's kind of, doesn't seem like you need much to do that. Basically,
especially once you've established that first season, too, you know, and then you can kind of run on autopilot.
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, it's a complete remake of the animated thing. So you already just have this to go by, turn that into live action.
Again, you know,
it's like if Marvel could do that with X-Men.
If only. Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow.
Not just Marvel, any of the people that have done live action X-Men's that have been terrible.
For sure. 20th Century Fox and all that.
I
feel you.
They know who they are.
You know who you are, goddammit. The Cruella director.
Never seen it.
I didn't see it either. What is his name? Craig Gillespie is in talks to direct James Gunn's Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow. Craig Gillespie. Again, he did Cruella. He worked with Margot Robbie on I, Tonya, which was the Tonya Harding story. And then he was also...
It was the sequel to I, Robot, dude. I, Tonya.
Was that the upgrade? Tanya
it was like
was the
Russian,
upgrade.
Dude. Tanya.
I, Tanya. Jesus Christ.
We need Westford to hear it. I, Tanya.
Oh, God.
Get it on ya. I was rapping at AW too, dude. We were going in the motion and the ocean and our swerve on, whatever the heck was going
on. God, you were fucking rapping to that one song. You just kept saying to the ocean is all you kept saying.
Well, because it reminded with commotion and all that other stuff they were saying. Lotion.
Gillespie also directed the Fright Night remake with Colin.
That's cool. I like that. I own that.
He's a good director. It'd be interesting to see what he does with it. We don't have much more information except that the film has a script that's being written by Anna Naguaria.
Have they cast that girl? Is that who?
Yeah,
be the,
she's the young one
we talked about. Yeah,
yeah, the youngin.
Young one.
The film has an updated title, just as Superman did. It's no longer Superman Woman of Tomorrow or Supergirl Woman of Tomorrow. It's now just Supergirl.
I saw a story about the Thunderbolts has a new title where it's got the like an asterisk on it now. It's Thunderbolts asterisk. People are wondering what it means.
I'll have to go look that up. I'm not sure of that. So we'll let you know if they close that deal with Gillespie to direct Supergirl. Galactus has been confirmed for the Fantastic Four reboot. Thank God, since you have Silver Surfer. I assume you have to have Galactus, but hopefully they do him right this time. Yes, he has been portrayed in film before, but Justin Kroll of Deadline reported that, was the person who, announced the casting of Julia Garner as the Silver Surfer. And then went on to say that Galactus is obviously going to be the main villain. And the role is currently open, and there's no one in talks or holding an offer.
That kind of disappoints me. I'd like to see...
You think they'd have that cast before...
Well, no, it's just that I'd rather see Galactus, like, more than just one movie. Like, I want him to be introduced in one, and then you fight him in the next one.
Like a Thanos kind of deal?
Something. I feel like it's got to be a long movie.
That may be how it is. I mean, you don't know.
He may get introduced in something else.
You know, I mean, it may be the first movie may be about him coming to Earth, and then the second movie is the fight, as you said, we don't know.
Yeah, I just don't like it all in one movie like that, though.
I agree.
Here he is, then he's gone.
I agree, for sure.
It's too big a threat to be like that.
So, one big thing that happened this past week was CinemaCon. I totally forgot about this. Happened last Thursday. CinemaCon is an annual event where all the major film studios come out and kind of, you know, do what they're going to focus on for that year.
It looked like The Rock was talking about Moana 2.
The Rock came out and talked about Moana 2. Here, I just have a couple of brief headlines about what was seen.
Oh, they got a Lion King prequel, too?
Yeah, Lion King prequel. Inside Out 2. My kids love the first one, so I'm sure they'll like the second one. There was new footage of Deadpool and Wolverine. Pedro Pascal and Paul Mescal. They were seen in the first Gladiator 2 footage. I thought that was interesting.
I don't know who Paul Mescal is, I don't think.
Who cares? It's Gladiator 2 footage.
Yeah, but his name rhymed with Pedro Pascal. And
it does rhyme. Yeah, I was like, are they? Keanu Reeves' John Wick was seen in new footage for the spinoff Ballerina, directed by Ana de Armas.
Directed by her, huh?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They're making a Wicked movie based off the popular musical. Have you heard of Wicked, Christian?
What are you talking about, Ana Armas? Where's this? She's directing something. I don't believe that. She's starring in.
Oh, I'm sorry. My fault. Sorry.
She's starring in the spinoff Ballerina.
Yeah. But Keanu Reeves was in the footage.
Sure, yeah.
The
only one that I saw was the...
I didn't see any of it.
Well, I mean, I saw the Joker.
Well, yeah,
the Joker,
but they released that, yeah. Let's see. Michael Keaton had some new Beetlejuice footage, or maybe an interview.
He says, we just went nuts. He said, you want to get nuts? We're going to get nuts.
Let's get nuts. We discussed the Joker trailer a little bit later on in the show, but that was shown... with Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga's debut.
Lots of theories about that one.
Lots of them. And then, as Christian mentioned, we saw some Lion King prequel footage at CinemaCon.
Pride Rock.
Pride Rock. Christian, you posted this last week. I wanted to make sure we circled back around to it.
Well, you had mentioned that you'd seen him in the...
I swear to God there was a trailer I saw We're talking about that Quiet on the Set documentary series that they released.
It's got new episodes now, too.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It was released on Netflix, and it...
you mean Max.
Was it Max? Okay. Released on Max, excuse me.
Did you see Conan O'Brien eating hot wings, dude? Talking about his new show on HBO.
I heard it was funny.
He was like, it used to be called HBO, but they said that was too popular, so they changed it to Max. Something like that.
Conan O'Brien... is one of the funniest. He should be the fucking guy.
Dude, he goes nuts eating them too, man.
Oh, I've heard. Yeah, that's what
and
I've
he's
heard.
He's putting the boneless after he's eating them, dude. He's like, "Can I keep this?" And he puts it in his coat pocket.
Conan O'Brien's the best. Anyway, back to Mark. Back to this
Quiet
whole
on
Quiet on Set interview. Mark Summers. If you don't know that name. He was a very, very prolific figure in the 90s with Nickelodeon. He hosted several shows. He was, of course, the major popular host of Double Dare.
He hosted shows later on, too, on like the Food Network and stuff, I think.
Well, that's after the Nickelodeon stuff. But this was this was well before that, during this time that they're talking about with this Quiet on the Set documentary.
Was he the host of What Would You Do? Was that a show, too, maybe? What was that show where it was like, you know, they do the cards on their heads at the end. Do you remember what I'm talking about? And they had the pie machine where you'd sit down and the thing would throw the pies at you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. And then Mike O'Malley from Guts. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
And Mo.
I remember Mo because one time me and Aaron were complaining about whose girlfriend it was. And then Nate was like, "She's my girlfriend. Shut up." He got so mad at us arguing back and forth about it.
Because Mo?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, we were young and we didn't like girls, so yeah, you're stuck with Mo. Mo's your girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, Nate would have taken Mo.
Yeah. He shut us up with that, dude. I still remember it.
So anyway, I guess they, you know, the people behind this documentary series, Quiet on the Set, they came to Mark Summers for comments on what was fucking unfolding with this shit, and he had no idea about it. Apparently, he thought it was supposed to be something totally different than what they were going to talk to him about.
They're like, what do you think about Nickelodeon people fucking kids?
God, dude.
Something like that.
And like I said, I could swear that I saw him on one of these trailers for it. So anyway, he went on the Elvis Duran morning show and talked about the experience. I'll give you one of the bigger quotes and then we'll move on. Quote, they asked me what I thought of Nick, Nickelodeon, and the first 10 to 12 seconds from what I understand in this documentary is me saying all these wonderful things. Right, see, I told you he's on there. But they did a bait and switch on me, Summer says in a sneak peek of the interview set to go live on Friday. They ambushed me. They never told me what this documentary was really about, and so they showed me a video of something that I couldn't believe was on Nickelodeon, and I said, well, let's stop the tape right there. What are we doing?
What are we doing? What is this?
So, I guess...
I wonder what they...
How does that make Summers look? I mean, I guess we have to see the interview to really grasp what... And, you know... This documentary, I felt, was dealing more with stuff that happened kind of after his time, too.
Sure.
So it's not out of, and again, I don't know, I don't have any proof. It's not out of the realm of possibilities that he may not have no fucking clue what these people are talking about. Because he had since moved on, you know, as they got through the late 90s, so...
They probably wanted him to bash Nickelodeon, dude.
Probably, and I'm sure he probably fucking still gets paid from Nickelodeon. So, you know, again, very complicated, very messy situation over there right now with this documentary. But, you know, that's happened to me before, where someone wants to interview me about something, they come in, it's about something totally different.
They try to get your gotcha.
It pisses you off because you're like, I agreed to talk to you. And you're trying to fucking trick me, and I don't like it.
Yeah, just ask Elon Musk and Don Lemon.
Good point. The iconic pop band, the iconic rock band Kiss, you know them. I mean, the face paint and all that good stuff.
Oh, that's them?
Yeah, that's them. Yeah, that's
Nice
Kiss.
Nice and Satan's service,
yeah,
you mean.
There you go. They have made a deal with Pop House Entertainment and sold their music catalog. Sold
their souls to the devil, you mean?
For $300 million, I'd sell my soul happily.
Well, the devil's a phone call away, buddy.
$300 million.
Let's go summon a Crossroads demon.
Of course, they are constantly doing farewell tours. I think they're even doing one now.
It hadn't been the original lineup for years, dude.
No, it hasn't. Had
people dressed up like them.
Oh, you don't even think it's like Gene or Ace or any of them? None of them?
None of them now, dude.
I don't know about all that.
Well, who could tell?
Mean, it's true. I guess you could get away with it if you have people that look like them. Anyway.
It's the brilliance of it, dude.
Hats off to Kiss, $300 million richer.
Never has to stop. We both posted this
because
one.
We were so excited about it.
Sure, yeah.
Apparently, there is a live-action, R-rated, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie in the works from producer Walter Hamada, and there are rumors
that it's
going to be the last Ronin.
There's going to be sex. Turtle sex. That's why it's rated R, dude.
See turtle titties?
Coming out of their shell.
Oh. That'd be so terrible. Turtles are just hot right now, and they're just trying to get anything they can out of them. And Paramount is trying to, you know, of course, The Last Ronin was an incredible story. I'm still reading it, actually. Christian has read it.
I guess there's more to it, like sequels.
There's
or something?
A bunch to it. Yeah, they come back. The turtles do somewhere. Around.
Well, hopefully Gambit does too.
Can only hope. I'd rather you keep talking about Gambit. I would much rather have Magneto back.
Well, Magneto's definitely coming back. I'm more worried about Gambit. Gambit's my favorite. Always my favorite.
The craziest thing about it is we haven't had like a live action Turtles movie, and I don't count the fucking Michael Bay movie since, you know, way back when they did the third shitty one from Time.
Those don't count.
No, because right, they're fucking count. Not real.
They're. But okay, all right. Even though it's people in yeah. suits, all right, I guess.
Which may be the way they're going to do this one too. I don't know. But I would much rather see costumes.
Yeah, dude, I was watching somebody doing the turtle kicks.
I mean, it was crazy when you go back and watch those original Turtle movies. They were actually doing fucking martial arts in those costumes.
Yeah, dude.
And I just like that better.
Martial artists, like, I'm not doing it.
Tyler Burton Smith, who co-wrote the upcoming action film Boy Kills World, is supposedly penning the script for The Last Ronin.
Isn't that a Sarsgaard picture, I think?
Yes, I believe so.
Bill, old Bill Sarsgaard.
Old Billy. So we'll keep you updated on that and what happens with this new
Turtle Time.
The Superman Christopher Reeve story documentary has set a fall release window from Warner Brothers, and this is great because...
I thought that said fall release winter. I was like, that didn't make any sense.
That doesn't make sense.
Window. Yeah, that's good.
So that is really great. Of course, as we, you know, assumed, Warner Brothers got it. And it looks really good. And I'm very excited to see it. Once we have an actual release date.
Trailer. Have you watched the trailer?
Yeah.
How was that?
Really good.
Yeah.
It said
it mentioned Robin Williams. Did it mention Robin Williams like that?
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. So, anyway, we will keep you updated on the Christopher Reeve story and when it drops. Christian mentioned this already, but Fallout on Rotten Tomatoes currently sits at a 94% review rating and an 87% audience rating. People are digging it.
It seems pretty rated R, too, dude. Somebody that
Walter Goggins
shot somebody's head off, dude. His boom exploded.
He looks fucking crazy. And I was telling Christian, I haven't played much of the game, so that's a big reason I haven't started watching. Sammy started watching it, loves it. And you said you watched
Has
one
he played
episode.
Any of the games?
Yeah, he played some of them. Okay.
Have yeah, I've seen the first one.
Okay, and you're digging it, right? Yeah. So we'll see how the rest of the season goes there.
Right now it's kind of been like chapters, like three different stories with like one about the girl, one about this black guy, and one about...
Oh, okay, so it like takes you into each of the stories. Yeah, interesting. Yeah. We may see a new Blair Witch movie. God, they just can't let this one die. Blumhouse and Lionsgate are coming together to try to get a new Blair Witch movie off the ground and back into theaters. Again, they tried this before, and it didn't work, really.
I enjoy the found footage of features.
I mean, yeah, but...
I liked it better than Blair Witch Shadow 2, whatever that was.
Well, for fuck's sake. I mean, I've seen, you know,
paint
fucking
dry.
Garbage in a gutter that was more entertaining than
garbage
that movie
in the
was.
Gutter. You sit on your porch and just watch the garbage flow by down the gutter.
Christ.
What's wrong with this?
The last
movie?
Film... Jesus. Oh.
It's like seeing a dead body washed down the gutter, dude. Some of those mercenaries Wes is talking about.
That's what I'm telling you. The meth parados.
The city. City's gone to hell,
yeah.
Man. This whole world's gone to hell.
This whole world's gone to hell. The previous film, Blair Witch, back in 2016, did bring in $45 million worldwide.
When was the original Blair Witch? Like 2001
like
or something?
Fucking before that, I think. Let's see, I can't. I'm trying to find it. I'm sure it says it in here somewhere.
Did it say Blumhouse was doing this one?
Blumhouse and Lionsgate are coming together.
Oh.
And I guess they're going to work on it together. I think the team of Jason Blum and this Adam Fogelson guy from Lionsgate, they worked on the Paranormal Activity series together.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see where that goes. For those of you that have not seen the original Blair Witch Project, it is considered to be the first found footage horror movie ever made. And went on to receive a lot of praise on the backs of a very, very minor budget. It ended up making billions of dollars and becoming a worldwide phenomenon franchise.
Made some bank, dude.
Definitely.
I posted this one.
Yeah, you did. So Disney has kind of shot back at Gina Carano for her lawsuit against them for being fired from The Mandalorian. And they have been quoted as saying her comments on Twitter that she made, quote, grotesquely trivialized the Holocaust, unquote. They also would like to have the Elon Musk-backed suit thrown out of court.
What's wrong with people, dude? Trivializing the Holocaust?
Well, again, it's hard because I'm a journalism major. Free speech. You know, it's a sticky situation. You can't always.
Do you think people should be allowed to say it was fake?
If that's their opinion. But see, that's the thing, though. It's the population's job to say, well, this bitch is fucking crazy. But we don't have that anymore. So I don't think there should be fucking lawsuits over it on either side. You know, I think they could have easily settled this in a more respectable manner. But no, people should be able to say whatever the fuck they want to say, no matter how crazy, outlandish, lie.
The problem is, though, how many people listen to them.
Again,
that's
a different argument.
It.
You know, I mean, when you're talking about whether people should be allowed to say stuff, yes.
I don't know. It's like fire in a crowded theater. They always go to that.
But, again, traditionally you're discouraged from yelling fire in a theater because it's a society. So, again,
I'm saying, but if
we're getting
falsely,
into a much deeper
if
conversation.
If you falsely lied about it and caused the stampede, well, I'm allowed to lie about fire. And people died. I don't care.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but at the same time, it's still you're restricting someone's speech.
Sure, but there should be
consequences. And you can't have it both ways, right? You can't just say free speech for the stuff you like.
Well, I'm saying
or the stuff
if your free speech gets people killed, there should be consequences.
Well, I don't think that her free speech would have gotten anybody killed.
Well, I know that's what I'm talking. I'm just laying out the argument.
I mean, you're never going to get me to agree that we should not have free speech, complete free speech.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying there should be consequences.
No, there shouldn't be.
That's crazy.
That's why we're America, because there's free speech and there is no consequences.
No,
because there are consequences that restrict your free speech.
You need to look into the paradox of tolerance.
Consequences would negate the free speech aspect of it, would it not? It would not be free because you would be punished for it.
Well, yeah, you got people killed.
I mean, not directly. So
yeah, that's pretty direct. If you yelled fire in the theater,
that's when a different situation than what we're talking about here.
And it gets people killed.
That's a different situation than what we're talking about here.
This is what I'm talking about here.
I understand that, but again, that is, you know, probably along the realm of creating a public panic more than what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people's opinions.
Well, I'm
and
saying,
what their opinions of stuff is, whether they want to compare it to stuff that is absolutely ridiculous, like Gina did, or not.
It seems like genocides happen when people believe lies.
Well, I think there are a lot of things that lead to a genocide.
But at the base of it, it's usually because people believe lies.
It's misinformation, I will give you that. But again, we have lost some responsibility, I think, as a society, you know, in saying, no, this is bullshit, you're crazy. And meanwhile, you have this niche kind of fucking audience over here that's like, no, that makes sense. I just don't think you could split hairs when it comes to free speech, period. I mean, and that's the way I always feel, having the journalism training I have, is that that's pretty much the foundation of what that's built on, is free speech.
I don't know. I think there's a difference between free speech and lying.
To each his own. We got some delays that were announced last week. The Crow.
Well, I mean, it's like advertising. Should an advertiser just be allowed to lie about their product? How come they're not allowed to lie about their product?
Again, you're getting in the weeds. No, you're talking about, you're not talking about opinion. Okay? You're talking about saying that something is something.
It's the company's opinion.
No, you're saying that something is something that it's not.
Yeah, that's like saying the Holocaust actually happened. These millions of people died. That's not an opinion that people died or didn't die, though.
I don't think that's what she said.
I know. Well, I'm... But
you're making it something it's not.
Some people have said that. Some people don't believe.
Well, again,
the
I'm
happened.
Not going to get into a philosophical conversation with you about this. I'm sure people have said it differently and said it in a way that would put people in danger. She did not. It was free speech. She should not have been fired from her job. No matter how batshit crazy her comments are, it's her right as an American to say what she wants and what her opinion of that is, whether it's wrong or not. That's my opinion.
Sure.
Okay. Bill Skarsgård's The Crow and Saw 11 have been postponed. The Crow has gone from It's been delayed to August 2023, 2024. And Saw 11 goes to 2025. I think this is a good move because The Crow needs a little bit of time to build a little bit more than just being released and dropped. Saw 11, I could give a shit about. They do say that Saw 11's delay was due to pre-production, and they don't have apparently a director right now. So that is the reason why those movies were delayed. So we will not get to see Bill Skarsgård debuting as The Crow in, what did they say? It was May? It'll have to be over the summer in August. As we mentioned, the new Joker Folie à Deux trailer was released on sometime last week, and it looked pretty good. We get to see the appearance of Lady Gaga's Harley Quinn, who becomes, of course, the iconic sidekick of the Joker. Joaquin's Phoenix Joker is back. He looked great. The scenery looked great. You know, you can definitely see the musical touch to it. It didn't look like a straight up musical. There were definitely some scenes that were.
Yeah, I read
musical.
A comment that the director said it's not.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't look like a straight up musical. I mean, but there's definitely music in it, but I think that's the point.
Yeah, but remember, I think somebody said it was like a straight up musical, and so you're saying no, it's
yeah.
Not.
Yeah. Which is
good.
People just like to fuck with people, yeah. But again, it just looked
like they're both crazy, dude. I don't know who's.
It looked nuts. Yeah, it looked right on line with the first film and kind of that gritty tone.
Some people were thinking that she's gonna make him worse. And then some people were saying she might even just be in his head.
I saw something that blew my mind that said the whole goddamn thing from the first one to the second one could all be in his head. That blows my mind. that I went, wow. So him shooting Robert De Niro and killing his mom and all that shit may have not happened. So anyway, it is a really good trailer. I strongly recommend you check it out. Very, very artistic and very beautiful colors. And the scenery looks great and all that good stuff. Well, if you were at CinemaCon in Las Vegas this past week, you may have seen some standees for some upcoming films. One of them is the Gladiator 2 film. They had a prop, Christian, in the Little Caesars.
That's what I said.
That's what he said last week. Caesar's Palace of a Shield.
And we were wondering if there's a Little Caesars inside Caesar's Palace.
There's not. I can tell you there's not. It's not that kind of place.
There should be nowadays, dude. Get your $5 hot and ready.
As you're walking through. At the game. Well, look at all this beautiful architecture, and you're walking through there with the Little Caesar's pizza. It's a shield. It has the symbol of Maximus Decimus Meridius. And it says, "What we do in life echoes in eternity." Gladiator 2, only in theaters, 11/22/24.
So it's going to be about Russell Crowe in the afterlife in eternity.
Is that what it's going to be about? Him walking through heaven?
Meeting the gods. It's going to be like God of War, dude.
He's going to be just massaging the wheat fields again.
That thing
the whole
looks
moon.
Like a standee I'd build.
I think it is a standee.
No, it's a sculpture.
Well, behind it is a sculpture. Fuck you.
It's part of the sculpture.
It's not part of the sculpture. I don't know how the hell you do this, but
just
apparently
like you did Barbie, dude.
Yeah, but Monopoly?
Sure. You have Margot Robbie. You don't know what it's like. You turn
you're
it
right.
on its head, dude.
You're right. Margot Robbie and Lionsgate are going to make a Monopoly movie. Why not? I don't know
Board
how
games
the
games came to life.
I don't know.
No, I mean that's how it was in Barbie, dude. The Barbie came to life. There was a separate Barbie.
I found
world
this crazy.
And real world.
The game Monopoly has a 99% global awareness rate. Do you realize how fucking crazy that is? Because Superman's got like an 82%. That's just crazy to me.
Taxi cab is probably up there.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. Again, we don't know much about how they're going to be able to spin a narrative story based off a fucking board game. Who would you get to play Moneybags or Pennybags or whatever his name is?
I just want to see her flip the table over and get mad.
If somebody doesn't get mad in that movie, I will protest it. I will tell you that right now. That is the most frustrating fucking game ever created.
There's going to be a cheating bank or two.
Oh, God. There's going to be no free parking ever. Henry Cavill opened up a little bit recently about working on the Highlander reboot that Chad Stahelski is going to be helming. And he really played up the fact that there's going to be a lot of action, a lot of sword play, which is great. So I am very looking forward to the Highlander reboot and think it's going to be really good. Did you watch Highlander yet?
Nope.
Fucking worthless.
Swordplay.
Paramount has confirmed that despite a lot of time going by, the company still plans to do a G.I. Joe Transformers crossover film. We know this from the last Transformers movies, Beast Wars, that G.I. Joe was introduced into the same universe.
Yeah, dude. Remember the Transformer? Like, he turned into a suit and he wore him. He transformed.
I do. I want to see the price drop on my Superman.
Oh, my brother was showing me.
Not dropped enough.
My brother was showing me some statue that was half off, and it was costing $500.
That's probably this one. This costs $500.
I know, but this one is normally like $1,000 and was half off at $500.
There are statues.
I was like, dang, that's even
there.
More
yeah.
expensive than Jesse's.
There are statues out there that cost $1,000. It depends on the size, too.
There's some kind of Diablo one, I think.
And the intricacy. We'll keep you updated on that G.I. Joe Transformers crossover movie if it happens.
You know it's going to. I hope it has Channing Tatum. I call him Tatum.
Marvel has revealed its first look at Anthony Mackie and Harrison Ford in the new Captain America New World Order film. It came from Entertainment Weekly photos.
Stills, huh?
Some stills from the magazine. The first is Anthony Mackie holding Cap's shield without costume.
Some people still don't like him being Cap.
That's stupid. You need to get over it.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford's Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross is seen in a scene with Anthony Mackie in his Cap costume with the shield on his back.
They're probably racist haters, dude.
Who?
The people that don't like Anthony Mackie being Cap.
You're probably right.
My brother was watching a murder show, and these people, after the Cowboys won the Super Bowl, they're like, we got to go kill somebody. We're going to teach you to be a man. First non-white we see, we're going to kill him. And they killed somebody. Dude. I was like, jeez.
God. It's terrible.
Yeah.
This is America. There was some footage screened at CinemaCon, but it was not released to the public.
America is a racist country.
You are really in a special form today, you know?
I'm still mad about people being so dumb we can't have free speech.
Let it go, dude. It's all right. We get into heated shit and we let it go. It's all right.
It's the future of the world, dude.
It's all right. It's not going to be determined on the Geek Zip podcast.
No, it's not. It's too late.
Christian has a very dark outlook on the way society is moving.
Well, look at who's... Look at the,
we're not going to get into this.
What is wrong?
I simply said I support free speech.
Talking about, well, yeah, but look what it's led to.
I understand that, and that is shitty, but I still think without free speech, you lose what it means to be American. No matter how stupid it is. And again, that's probably beat into my fucking brain for being in school.
I just meant that, I guess, you know, it makes me feel like I'm taking crazy pills that so many people believe lies that we are in this situation. We are in the situation we are in because of lies.
You're right. And hopefully that people will smarten up.
No.
Well, then.
They defunded education, dude.
We deserve our fate. But that does not mean we get rid of free speech.
It's going to be the death of us.
It may be. Maybe the death of democracy. I don't know if it'll be the death of us. But
tell that to the Holocaust.
I got to wrap it up and get Christian out of here. And maybe get him a Xanax.
I got to pee.
CinemaCon also dropped some footage from Smile 2, and apparently it's going to leave you traumatized for days.
Remember it made that one guy sick on set?
Yeah, I do.
People going to be thrown up in the theater, dude? Gosh.
Oh, God.
Glad we never had a show like that.
The clip featured appearances from stars Naomi Scott and Lucas Gage. Also, the guy... Is that Lucas Gage?
I don't think I ever had anybody puke in the theaters when I worked there. Did you have anybody puke in the theaters?
Like citizens?
Yeah.
Like patrons?
Like somebody had to clean up.
Yeah, Brammer had to clean up some puke one time.
Oh, God.
If I recall, something like that.
I had to clean up plenty of stuff in the bathrooms, but never puke.
But anyway, Smile 2 looks really good. And again, there was some footage that was screened at CinemaCon.
I was smiling when I was cleaning the bathrooms at the theater. Whole Marshall football team was down there as I'm mopping 3 inches of water off the floor.
Are you smiling?
They're like, keep it up, buddy.
Scare 2 hits theaters on October the 18th. Well,
I don't know.
Let's
who
go
this
back
guy
to
is.
Bonehead fucking ideas. It's the guy from that fucking Maverick movie that was Goose's son.
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
What
you know who I'm talking about, though,
no,
right?
No, I don't. I've never seen this guy. I read that he was supposedly had an affair with that Don Johnson girl, I think.
Dakota Johnson.
Yeah.
Don Johnson girl. You know, Don Johnson.
That Nepo baby chick. Spider Queen, Madam Web.
Oh, it's just some dude.
Oh, spiders! Saying, spiders don't have queens. That's bees.
Yeah. Oh my god! This is going off the rails. Anyway, Glenn Powell, who you've seen Top Gun Maverick,
he looks like a turd.
He doesn't look good.
He's going to be the new Arnold.
I don't know if he's going to be Quaid. No, that's Total Recall.
He should
What's
be
his
the
name?
Host, maybe. I could see him being the host of the show in Running maybe. Man. Kimball? No.
That's Kimball.
John
Ben
Kimble?
Richards. There that's his go. Name. Ben Richards. God damn, I had to think for a minute.
The Running Man.
The Running Man. Yeah, they're going to redo Running Man, which is a horrible fucking idea. Although, I will say, the book, The Running Man, that Stephen King wrote is apparently not anything like the movie they made in the 80s. So, very vague and very loosely based.
Well, I saw an ad for a new game show, dude, where these big balls roll down a hill and knock people off. It was like Running Man.
Is it like Most Extreme Elimination Challenge?
The balls knock them off if they get the trivia wrong, dude, and they fall into this pit and die.
They die?
Not yet. They have to fight a guy if they fall in.
I keep waiting for Al My Balls.
They fight the Running Man guy.
To drop. They fight the...
If they lose, the ball knocks them down, and then the Running Man guy kills them.
In the pit?
Sure, yeah. Oh, we'll wow. Fight it out. Gladiator style.
Did you watch Monarch Legacy of Monsters?
I
didn't either.
I thought you started it.
I didn't. I
didn't even start it?
I think I got through the credits and something happened.
Man, I was looking at some list of like all the kaijus and monsters that have been in the... Monsterverse,
oh my
including
God.
The Monarch. So there were a bunch from.
The oh, they sh- included the
yeah,
Monarch monsters.
The show
oh my
that
God.
I wasn't familiar with.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I guess I need to try to watch that sometime. But I don't have that. I got to sign up for Apple for it.
Well, it's getting a season 2 and new spinoff shows. I guess based on some of the kaiju we saw in the film. And again, as Christian mentioned, we haven't seen it. I want to see it. There's just too much shit to watch. Mm-hmm. So, good news for all you Monarch fans out there. All right.
It just makes me think of Monarch butterflies, dude. Talking about butterfly effect. With their free speech.
Great.
It's going to see we're, our discussion is going to cause a butterfly effect that's going to change
Afflect,
the word.
A butterfly effect.
You ruined it now.
A butterfly fleck.
Ben Affleck effect. And
fleck it on fleck. Fleck fleck.
Yeet.
All right, let's get over to our events.
We've got some events. Yeet.
Brick Fest Live, the Lego thing. The Lego, but not Lego event.
Mega Block.
Because they probably can't afford the rights to Lego naming.
Building Block Fest. I'm going to Lincoln Log Fest. We can't call it that either. Gotta call
probably
it,
is, actually.
We got to call it Stick Building Fest. Log.
Twig. Twig building.
Toy log cabin.
Toy
log fest.
Brickfest Live, for those of you that don't know, is a really cool event where they show all these statues and things made from Legos.
Yeah, it's crazy. I've seen some videos.
Have you seen some videos
on
of this
Facebook?
Shit?
They've got some ads for
It's coming to Huntington August 3rd and 4th. Pre-sale registration opens this coming Friday. So apparently this show does sell out very quickly
it
as well.
Be free.
I mean, you're not wrong. I have trouble selling that, but
like, does it come with Legos when I buy a ticket?
No.
Do I get a kit?
Dude,
there's a pit you can jump.
There's
in.
A glow zone where everything shines under black lights. There's yep. a giant brick
for all
pit.
You druggies
Why
out there.
Would you want to jump into a giant brick pit?
It's like Scrooge McDuck, dude.
It's like that pit from Saw 2 with needles. Why the hell would you want to do that? Crazy architecture, derby races, a floral mural, and so much more. Get details at what we got here.
Brickfest.com.
On our Facebook page, okay. I put the link. There you go. Pauly Shore, don't forget, is coming to the Paramount Arts Center September 18th, showtime 8 p.m. Tickets on sale now at ParamountArtsCenter.com. And that'd be a great show to go check out. We should go see that one. Would you want to go see Pauly?
I don't know. Rather go maybe. See the Hives.
And don't forget, tickets for the Huntington Comic and Toy Convention 2024 going on sale May 3rd, happening from, what the hell is it now, Marshall Health Mountain Arena or whatever.
Mountain Health Arena.
We don't have any announcements yet as to guests or anything like that, but you can bet your ass once that stuff starts dropping, we will let you know everybody who's coming and attending. It is going to be one of the greatest times. It always is. August 10th through the 11th, 2024. Details at HuntingtonComicCon.com. And that is all I've got, brother.
I watched the other Metalocalypse movie before the show, dude.
Yeah.
It's called Army of the Doomstar.
Yeah.
And this big monster gets eaten by the whale at the end.
Eaten?
Yeah. So things like, I told you a god can't be killed unless it's another god. And then the whale god just eats him.
Gotcha.
Boom.
Your mic's super far away from you, so you didn't pick up hardly anything you said.
I don't care. Just cut it all.
Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. You can also find us on...
We like you. So like us.
Find us on Podomatic, podomatic.com/gigzippodcast.
Money me. Me money.
You'll find links to our pod, our Patreon account as well as our PayPal account. And we will be adding some stuff to that Patreon account soon.
And if you don't support us, I'll take away your free speech. You're the one that closed the comments. Jeez.
So I'm going to get off here so I can argue with Christian for another 2 hours about free speech. Thank you guys so much for joining us this week and supporting the show. We look forward to seeing you next week for an all-new adventure. Have a good one.
Thanks, Elon.
Thank you for listening to the GeekZip podcast. Listen on iTunes, Spotify, Podomatic, Facebook, Amazon Prime. Follow the GeekZip podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Search GeekZip podcast.